What's up, everybody? Hello and welcome to episode
six
of the Wacky and Monty Show, where we talk about whatever we want to. It's your boy Monty.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Wacky.
It's Slim,
and our fourth in the booth.
Hi, I'm Dez.
It's Dez.
It's Dez.
Dez.
Wow. Hey. Wow. What's up?
Hi.
So
you want to get like right up on there when you talk to him?
Right up on there.
Yeah. There.
There it is.
She does ASMR. She knows.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know. You eating pickles with the.
Why don't you do ASMR? You watch ASMR enough. Why don't you do some?
I've thought about it.
Yeah?
If you did ASMR, would you do like the Japanese girl videos where you're eating like the
mukbang?
What's that one thing called where they eat the snail, bro? Slim, will you pull it up, please?
Escargot?
Nope. It's called like a
gooey duck.
Gooey duck! Yes.
Oh, no.
It's like Geo Duck, Slim.
I know. Oh, God.
Gooey duck. He said, I know, and then he proceeds to spell it wrong.
Gooey duck. Duck.
Geo duck.
Yes. I don't want to.
Yes!
Yeah.
When they smack it and
wait
everything.
Wait a minute.
Oh no, they'll like smack it and they'll make it squirt and everything.
Yes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh wow.
True.
Boo. Get him out of here.
Come on, that was a good one. Come on. Where's the belt for you? There it is. Okay.
Wacky, did you follow Tim Dillon on our page?
Did I?
Yeah.
I did.
I didn't. I know who did.
Oh
God, I don't like this already. Oh no. No, that bitch is big as hell.
Oh my gosh,
she's gonna eat that.
Yeah,
that looks like a straight schlong piece, bro.
The inside of the cell.
What does it even taste like?
And she's giving it a little scrubby.
Oh, they massage. They squirt and everything.
Is this thing still alive? Yeah, it's still alive.
Yes, that thing's alive.
Now it's not.
She boiled the fuck out of that bitch.
Peeling the skin off. Oh, it's like a hot dog.
She took the casing off that bitch.
No.
Throw that away.
It's got a skin?
That looks like a condom.
Yo. Beautiful.
Throw it away.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's not beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, she put it on a salad.
Nice spring salad. Presentation.
Some greens, some basil. Okay,
that is a pretty good presentation.
Is she
salad
gonna eat
there.
It? Oh!
Yo,
oh!
It's that loud.
Oh! No!
Ew,
no!
Turn this off, please.
No! I'm not even putting this in the podcast.
That's disgusting.
I feel like those.
Ew! That's
are
what
added
you watch to go to bed.
Not that, no. No, it's like the tapping.
I like watching like ancient history videos. That shit will put me straight.
Ancient
asleep.
Aliens?
No.
With Action Bronson?
Aliens.
Yo, what's the best type of salad in the game?
Caesar.
Not wedge, that's for sure.
What's wrong with a wedge salad?
A wedge
we
is
were
okay.
Talking about this the other day, where it's like just the sliced
head of
lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring it out.
Hey, I'm
like
down
that.
With that. Let me cut my own shit.
What's up with your Caesar though? Why is that the best salad?
Why I don't is that know. The superior just the combination salad? Of the chicken and the dressing okay. All at once.
Caesar salad is good.
It's in there with the croutons. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Parmesan flakes.
Of course.
I like a fruity salad. Like
oh, you like cranberries and shit in there?
No. Cranberries? I'm thinking like green apple.
That's what Wendy's does.
No. They put like green apple and like
no.
There's like they'll put walnuts in that bitch sometimes, but
three walnuts.
I like a little like some fresh apples in my shit with like a berry vinaigrette. Give me that all day.
Oh, no, I hate vinaigrettes
with extra mozzarella on top.
I hate vinaigrettes.
Why?
I don't know. They're just too oily and like I hate vinegar for one. Like vinegar on fries, disgusting.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Whoa,
oh,
malt
God.
Vinegar.
Where
on
do you
fries?
Stand on that argument?
I don't
Des?
Agree.
Okay,
at all.
Like malt vinegar on fries. Is cool.
You like
great,
vinegar?
Yeah.
You guys haven't just gone to the
absolutely.
Fair and gotten the big bucket? And just
absolutely.
Malt vinegar
no!
on your fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
Oh,
thank you.
Yo, we did go to the Funko Fest though, and she got this fucking funnel cake with strawberries and whipped cream on it.
Yeah.
That's a game changer. Really
that shit was fire, but there was a colony of bees.
Horrible.
Just chilling by this lady's, like it, we walked to the up to the counter of the food truck, you know, said what we wanted, and then also we looked down, and there's a colony of bees just flying around this bitch and just posted up by the ice cream and
they
the powdered sugar.
In her stand, like absolutely in her stand.
And
right
she actually asked, she was like, "Yo, are you like worried about this?" And she's like, "Nah, they're just, you know,
I'm not allergic."
Well, yeah, I was worried. I was like, why are they replaying this? So
I don't know.
But yeah, no, it was weird. The funnel cake was fire, but there was a colony of bees.
Bro, the one time I went to rallies in Akron, and I like pulled up and I was just looking out for them. I was like, yo, y'all get a dead cockroach laying right there in the window. Like, maybe handle that. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to get my food and eat it. I ain't about to call y'all out. Like, pull my phone out. Like, look at this cockroach and their shit. Like, I could be ignorant about it. I was straight up like, yo, I was like, you guys got a cockroach like right there in the window. I don't know if you guys want to like clean that up or whatever. And she's like, well, what do you want me to do about it? I'm like, nothing, I guess. I have not been to rally since.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Nasty, dirty bitch. Oh. What do you want me to do about it? I don't know. Get the cockroach
get
from
out
this
of
eating
there.
Establishment.
Put it in a napkin. Fuck.
Dirty woman.
Ew.
Fuck do you mean?
Ew.
Oh, it was, bro, that reminds me, yo, you guys want to hear an amazing high school story for the Wacky and Monty show?
Let's hear it.
The story of Mr., we'll say M's, ball sack. So.
Have you ever told this?
I don't think so. The reason I got reminded of this is because Shorty told me, what do you want me to do about it? I got an even better, what do you want me to do about it? So we're in school, right? And I remember I had like fifth period lunch, like an early joint. So I'm sitting there just enjoying my lunch, having a good old time chatting with the pals. And we got two dudes in our school. They were called the Codys, right? And they were some ignorant bastards. So they just start running up and down the hall, taking laps. One's going up, one's going down, one's going up, one's going down. They're just taking laps, telling everybody they possibly can that Mr. M's ball sack is hanging out. So they come up to me. I'm one of the first ones to tell them. Or they told. And I'm like, you know, how bad can it really be? Like, all his ball sack's hanging out.
Let it hang. I don't know.
Like, you know, like maybe he's just got a little bulge going
it's
or something.
Barely sticking out.
I'm just like, you know.
The side.
Yeah, maybe you see a pube or something. Like, you guys are tripping. So I take the trip from the cafeteria down to the gym, where Mr. M sits outside before recess and kind of scans all the children walking in, I suppose, at his table. So if you can picture it, there's a double doorway and Mr. M is sitting there on the right side of it at his little table there. So they tell me his nuts are hanging out. In my head, I'm like, there's no way his nuts are literally hanging out, right? I get up close. My man's
up close. Describe that. Hold up. Pause.
Like, I crawled up under the table. No, I'm just kidding. Like, but I walked
up. I gave him a sniff.
As I'm approaching the door, I look to my right, and man's... It wasn't even just, like, one ball out. It was both of his testicles just hanging out. Like, he sat down and gave his pants the fattest rip, bro. Like, literally. I saw his ball sack.
Big?
I could see his hair on his balls.
Big or small balls?
Big, wrinkly, old, hairy balls.
Touch the toilet
Mr.
when he sat
M
down.
Had some clackers.
Hey, it was, Adam Sandler say in Big Daddy? Old,
wrinkly
balls.
Gross.
Mr. M's old, wrinkly balls are hanging out.
All teachers were required to wear slacks.
Hey, and mind you, this is my cousin's first day at Ellett. Oh, like, this was my cousin's first day at the school, bro. And he's like, bro, is this every day? Like, I'm like, yes.
Kinda.
There's madness every day.
Yeah, there's something.
There's at least something. Today, it just happened to be a ball sack.
It happened to be a ball sack, yeah.
Anyways, so the principal goes up to Mr. M and says, you have a problem, and you need to take care of it right now. And his reply is... And mind you, he's got like a big gobbled turkey neck and he shook his head like really hard. He's like, what do you want me to do about it? That was his response.
Put your balls in your pants.
She said, you go home and fix that now.
Yeah.
Maybe go put on some new pants, you old weirdo. We don't want to see your hairy ball sack just because you had a wardrobe malfunction. Fuck out of here.
It's like the Gungan King in Star Wars.
He said, what do you want me to do about it?
The Gungan King, what Jar Jar Binks is when they talk to him. Yeah, yeah, dude. Yep, exactly.
Bro, I'll never forget because like his cheeks went to the right, his lower, like his fat under his neck went to the left, and then they like counteracted every time he shook his head. Yeah. I was like, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah, Google Gungan King and you'll see the image.
Man's ball sack. Hey, what did Mr. M's class, me and my cousin, this was like after he got settled after seeing his ball sack. So
he got settled in. He saw a couple more ball sacks after that.
We used to get in trouble all the time and he'd give us fucking detentions.
Who's your cousin?
Tyler Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
So we would literally take turns. We'd have contests to see who could go talk to him the longest, breathing in his breath. Because his shit used to be so stank vile. That we would literally go up and like you had to keep your nose open and get as close as you could to Mr. Markham's mouth.
Onion like an apple, like
yeah,
is that bad? No.
Yeah. Oh, it was even worse. And
once put a little garlic on the onion.
He used to make you. He was one of those teachers that would make you like sign out sheet before you go to the bathroom type shit. So every time I walked in class, I would just draw a massive dick on his pages. So it got to the point where he took the book away and somebody asked, hey, Mr. Markley, can I use the restroom? He's like, well, you guys would be allowed to if you didn't keep drawing penises on my sign-in sheet.
I like that you were calling him Mr. M and then just dropped the name.
Shout out Mr. Markley.
Yo. He name dropped it. He said, oh, God, I love it. I love it. Hey. You gotta let that shit be known.
What, that is balls right
here? Yeah, fuck some censorship with this name.
Yeah.
Mr. Markling was showing his testicles to high school girls and boys.
Yeah. He should have. Oh, that hurts so bad.
Having a good time.
He's having a great time.
Should have technically been a sex offender for that shit.
He would have went home and 100%.
He knew his balls. My whole thing is like, how didn't you catch a breeze?
Are you kidding me? A draft? Yeah, dude.
As a man, you know.
If I rip a hole in my underwear, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Pants on or not, I know what's going on.
The crazy thing is he went double-decker layer tear. He tore from the pants to the boxers. That's how you know you're fat.
So wait, no. He was wearing pants? And the balls... I thought he was wearing shorts.
Hold on. They were pants. They were khaki pants.
Oh, God.
Tight as fuck. But I do have to say now that I think about it, I don't remember seeing boxers. I don't know if it was a double layer tear. Maybe he was
free-balling. Going commando?
If you're a male high school teacher freeballing
under your khakis,
do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go directly to prison.
Free-balling, Miss Markley's. Free-balling. That shit was disgusting.
That is Stop wild. It. Male teachers in America.
Disgusting.
I think Elliot was just wild.
Yeah, I mean, Elliot was wild. Elliot was
just wild. Yo, some dude at Bootle, the football coach, was molesting girls.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no.
He was doing what?
Claude Brown.
Recently?
He was doing what?
When I was
in high school, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of some wild shit in Akron, y'all saw the dude who hopped out and shot at those two kids?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Two kids were playing basketball on the road. It's this 15-year-old, bigger black kid, and then an 11-year-old white kid, and he has, like, autism. So, like, he thinks of bigger dude as, like, his big brother or whatever. So they're out in the street playing basketball like they do every day. I guess some dude speeds by, and they yell at him to slow down. Dude hops out of his whip, says some shit to the kids, and pop three shots at him. Like, tried shooting these little kids, bro. For yelling at him to
Did
slow
he
down,
miss? Drive.
Yeah, but
good fuck.
That's like what it's come to in Akron, bro. Like, and what was it? A couple weeks ago, that little 2-year-old girl got shot in the head. Her and her dad got killed together. Like,
oh my god,
shit's wild in the city.
Did
right
you
now.
See Devontae Smith?
His sister got killed. Yeah,
yeah. No, she's missing.
She got murdered.
She got murdered for sure.
She got murdered. They found her dead.
Oh, bro.
Damn, dude.
Fuck.
What's happening?
That's in Cleveland. Like, fuck.
Shit ain't pretty, bro. Shit in Akron is not cool.
Well, that's Cleveland, but I'm just saying, like, fuck.
And then that's close this just home. Happened. Caught on camera, truck used for food and to supply delivery stolen from Akron Outreach Center. Like,
nice.
Y'all knew what that was. Let's see if I can find the replacement of this truck that was stolen so we can get to the bottom of it here on the Wacky and Monty
That's
show.
Just Wacky and Monty, dude. Investigative reporters.
Investigators.
Call us with any hot tips or drop it on the Twitter.
Okay, so this thing was the Dream Machine. It's a 16-foot box truck with blue and green graphics. Nice. Let's steal one of the most
obvious. You might as well stole the Wiener
Mobile. You didn't just steal like one of the. You could have just stole
the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile. Yeah, dude. What did it look like? I don't know. It was a big wiener.
It was a huge hot dog.
Do
man.
They still have those?
The Wiener Mobile. Fuck yeah, bro.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
My baloney had a first name.
How much do you get paid?
It was always.
How much do you get? Slim, can you look that up? How
to
much,
drive it.
How much do you get paid to drive the Oscar Mayer Wiener truck?
To operate, to own and operate the Wiener Mobile.
Because you have to, I guarantee you got to get some type of special license for that bitch.
Yeah, dude.
You're driving a huge hot dog around.
Who gets to drive a hot dog? Yeah, not many.
I guarantee, hold on. Don't pull it up yet. How much do you think they make?
$75,000 at least. How many? I bet you more people have walked on the moon than have driven the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
That's wild. It was just like one dude for 40 years.
Do you think there's just one?
Nah, two.
30K.
No, stop. that's that'd be a brand ambassador.
17 an hour? That's what I make now. Fuck.
Dude, hold on.
Bro, a brand ambassador. That's probably what it is.
You become a brand ambassador and they just send you
up. Do you need a CDL to drive the Wiener Mobile?
No CDL is required. Nice.
They are hiring a driver for the Wiener Mobile. 27 feet.
How much
long.
Does the Oscar Mayer Wiener cost?
31K a year, though? You can eat my shit, dude.
What if
dude,
it's
only 7 grand.
All the hot dogs you can
the
eat.
Wiener Mobile is only $7,000.
Wait, where is it?
Own your own Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile for $7,000.
Marketing journalism. What the fuck?
Iconic.
Oh, they actually they actually sell hot dogs out of that?
There's 12 of them. There's 12 of them, motherfuckers.
It's a concession stand? It's a food truck? I'm confused.
It's a food. It's a food hot dog.
There are 6 Wienermobiles in total.
It's like the
across the
Infinity
US.
Stones.
Wow.
You get them all together, and it forms the big Wiener.
If the Wiener, if the Wienermobile in the Akron Blimp had a like death race, who wins?
Oh, the what? Blimp for sure.
Yeah, it can't even be touched.
I'm gonna go with the Wienermobile because I think.
For what? You could be dropping anything out the blimp.
You can
what's the Wiener Mobile going to do?
Balls.
Projectile wieners, homie.
Does it have that?
It's a death race. I'm adding it.
As
it
stands.
The
does it have
just
that?
A huge rocket.
I'm sure one of them probably.
Right now. I'm two sure, stock cars.
You said there's 6 of them? I'm sure one of the 6 has a weaponized hot dog shooter out of it.
That's going to take down a blimp?
Yes. Those blimps are flimsy. It's like a big balloon.
You're shit in the bed right now.
Frozen hot dog? I'll give you that. Mythbusters, where are you at?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Can the Wienermobile shoot down the blimp?
Punctures the blimp.
Death battle.
You just see that bitch like...
Good
crashes
Lord.
Into the McDonald's and Arby's
I don't
on
like
East Market.
On my search history.
24 or the 21st century Zeppelin fatality story. What's that one? The Hindenburg?
Oh, yeah. That's like the Titanic of air disasters.
Dang.
Lauren Murphy's fighting, who the fuck is that?
Bro, I literally said this on the podcast.
Okay. Anyway.
Were you there?
No. I think it was Dez filling in for me.
Dez would honestly probably be doo-doo on you. It sounds like she's doo-dooing over there every time she rocks around.
Moves around.
Yo, but since we were just talking about food, perfect time, perfect lead-in.
Baby.
For Monty's
foods
snack corner report. I don't know. We need like an official name for it or something.
Yeah.
All right. So today we have this is how you know we're struggling. I have some yummy brand super baby food. This is a peach crumble bowl. It has peach in it, white beans, apple. Buckwheat meal? What is buckwheat meal?
Ass.
Like oatmeal?
Gross.
I don't know, bro.
Banana, dates, vanilla extract, and ooh, cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay. And it's organic.
Sounds like it's good for you.
Sounds good. It does sound like good. Oh. Okay. That's not that bad.
Yeah. Wait, initial smell kind of bad. What do you mean the initial? Oh, describe that.
Yeah, it smelled like super, like kind of like.
Can I smell it like before cheesy? You dig into that? Cheesy, you said smell.
It smelled cheesy for a second. But then you get the cinnamon and nutmeg.
I smell the dates. I smell the dates and the cinnamon before anything. I don't know what
a
anything.
Date smells like.
Like a dirty seed. Diaper. Oh. Like a seed. I don't know.
It's going to be a dirty diaper.
Yeah, it's going to create for a dirty like. Diaper. That's for
facts.
Jack, why you be... You wonder why your diaper percentages rose in the last few months? That's yeah. why.
Because this peach cobbler.
Jack, what's the over-under on how many diapers you've changed in your life?
Ashley's definitely working me in the diaper changing department, but I've changed hundreds of diapers, I would say, probably.
Hundreds. So, over under, let's say, you've had a baby now for like...
He's had a couple of them.
Well, I'm thinking of like total days.
He's They're both in diapers, like, what, right?
600 days
oh,
almost.
Oh, God, that's double the diapers. Double diapers.
Okay, so what's the over under on 400 diapers?
Over.
Fuck that, dude.
It's gotta be.
That's 400 within the first 2 years. Months, yeah.
2 years worth of diapers times 1.5.
Yeah.
Like 7 times a day.
The other baby.
Why is she a half?
Because she's 1.5, ain't she?
Yeah, she's been the half here half amount of time, I guess.
All right. This is the baby food, Monty food.
No, that's
yeah.
accurate.
I no, think. I think you figure. Yeah, that's how you figure.
Okay, so it looks For like sure. there's like cream on the outside, so I gave it a little mix in there.
Cream.
The cream of some young guy.
Fuck it. God damn it.
For it being organic baby food,
tastes like.
It's not looking good.
The only thing saving this is the nutmeg and cinnamon. Other than that, the texture, it reminds me of like when you puke and you got those little chunks in your mouth.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, so that's no. not good.
Well, you're going for a third scoop, so
it's better when you get the little cream in there.
The little cream better.
The little cream, it's not great.
It's not cream.
It's not cream.
Here you go, Slim.
I what me?
We always pass around the snack. Everybody tries it.
It makes it good.
Give it the smell, yeah. Make sure you sift through. Get a little cream too.
A little creaminess.
A little sploogy. Oh, go through it. Go through what you're tasting.
Oh, that texture is terrible.
Am I right, though? It's kind of like after
you throw it. I taste mostly apple.
Oh, you taste apple in that?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Mostly apple. But fuck, that texture is so bad.
I feel like all it's I could taste was so buckwheat meal.
Get a light scoop. Don't get a heavy jelly. Scoop.
It's like gel. Really? Have you ever had psyllium husk? It's like what those fiber drinks are and shit. It's like psyllium husk.
You're Jack, no. You eat your fucking poison.
It's is that it? Shit.
What we got, Des? What
it's
we
like
got?
This texture.
What we got, Des?
So it reminds me of when you eat an apple pie
yeah.
and then you puke it up.
Oh,
nice.
That's what it tastes like.
I taste the apple, though. The yeah. apple's strong.
Yeah, it tastes like vegetables more than it tastes like a dessert.
No, yeah. it smells like apple pie puke.
I taste apple.
It's horrible.
Jack took the biggest scoop. Hey, you know what? You gotta taste your dog food before you feed them.
I don't want your apple pie, mommy.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
that
I know. Like that
gets
it's like bland.
So your kids love it though.
Okay, so
it's like a 3
on the Monty scale. That's getting a 1.5 stars. But if I was a baby, 4.
Four-star yeah. baby. Yeah. Actually, okay. Hey, bring Aurora down here right now. Let's see. Let's hear her take on it.
Like a 3.5.
Yeah. What?
It's not bad.
Let's hear her
not
score.
Terrible.
Yeah. That's like a 3. Okay, 3.5. What's your score?
That's a 1.
Oh, even under my 1.5.
It was not good. It was not good.
So
it had the
worse.
Cinnamon in
it
the...
It can get worse, but that was not...
It had the cinnamon and the nutmeg in there, so it saved it from being a 1 for me.
That yeah, apple was... That apple was bad.
Yeah, the apples helped.
The apples 3. Helped, 5. But it was... Oh, the texture sucked. Like you said, it felt like I was
it's
just like...
baby food.
Like just mopping up puke in my mouth.
Yo, banana baby food. fire.
Ooh. Fire.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes.
It's agreed.
So what's up? Well, I guess these are like organic joints. I remember baby food as being like straight like mashed carrots or like mashed peas.
Little Gerber boys.
Like, yeah, the Gerber brand.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is like a meal.
Is this one saucy?
Yeah. I don't know why this when he fought Rafael Carvalho. I don't know why this reminded me, or if I told this on the podcast before, but one time, this was out when back when we had a camper. God, I have so many great stories at that camper. So it was like after a long night of all just kicking it. I'm pretty sure we had drank like a bottle of what's that called? Three Olives Loopy?
Yeah.
Poopy.
Yeah. So we drank that, and I had Chipotle.
Uh-oh.
Next morning, no. I wake up, and I'm walking outside, and it just smacked me in my stomach. I'm like, oh, no. And I threw up like 4 good heaves of throw up, and it was all Chipotle. And that shit was fire. I literally, it was so weird. I was like, I want Chipotle again, bro.
What? Stop. No fucking way.
I swear on everything, bro. I don't know what like, it was. I was just like, damn, that wasn't too bad. Like, I could eat that
damn,
again.
Damn, that salty chicken. Hell yeah.
Like when, what's his name on SpongeBob when he was like throwing up the Krabby Patties and tossing it back in his mouth? King Neptune?
Yeah. I can eat that again.
I straight pulled a King Neptune with my Chipotle.
You slurped up your slop.
Yeah, no, but I did go back to Chipotle that day. Like, you know how you throw up
you
shit?
Really you
yeah,
really
did. Yeah, you know
did.
How you like eat, like throw up shit and you're like, oh, well, that's it. It's ruined for me. I can't have that again for a while. Total opposite.
It was like hair of the dog for you?
Sure. You just no, like, I've never heard that term, but yes.
Hair of the dog? You never heard that?
Really?
Like when you like
drink when you're hungover.
Yeah, it's when you wake up hungover and then you take a shot. It makes you feel better.
No, I never
heard
that.
Hair of the dog could bit you.
Like if
you,
the dog.
What?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I've never heard that once in my life.
Yeah. Like if you get, all right, let's say I wake up hungover off these truths. If I drink a truth in the morning, I'll feel better.
Is that true, though? Have you actually done that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack, you were an alcoholic.
You gotta
keep it. Anecdotal. Yeah,
I mean, you gotta keep your day going. You can't just drink one and then you're cool. Like, it's
like when you day
it's not like a cup of coffee, but yeah, you gotta start day drinking at that point.
What is the craziest bender you ever went on in all your days as a retired drinker? What was your wildest bender?
What do you mean? Like nonstop drinking?
Yeah.
Probably over a year. Oh, nonstop drinking.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Jack is capable of that.
2 bottles a day of vodka at my worst.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, my vodka.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was so bad.
Yes, what, gas station like Olaf? Like,
No. Like, not like good stuff, but like...
what are you drinking?
What the fuck was the name of that shit? Burnett's?
Yep.
Oh. Burnett's?
That's...
Oh.
Yeah. You're a bad, bad
my
boy.
My stomach. New Amsterdam. Oh, my stomach. That was 16-year-old me.
Yeah,
New
Amsterdam.
Oh, no.
Yo.
No. Cherry Brunettes just was... Oh,
I get Kettle One every once in a while.
So you like
that was my
joints.
First puke
you were
ever.
A clear liquor drinker.
Yeah, because I felt like I could get away with it more because it was less stinky.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
That's
is vodka's
say,
got no smell.
But it only matters.
That's not true.
When you're not
that's
drinking.
That's what they say, though.
That's not true.
Yo, bottles. Somebody's been coming into the gym smelling mighty alcohol-y.
Yo, it's the spray.
It's Jack.
It's grain alcohol. It literally smelled like
whiskey. But, bro, it's literally like.
It smells like alcohol.
Clean, though, I feel like.
No, it's that spray that homie was spraying.
Yeah, the
on
one
his
it's
pimple.
Got.
No, dude. When he, I swear
I can't believe
God,
he did that.
He sprayed it on. It's the one people spray on their feet too.
Did he get blood on me or something? Because he looked at me and was like, "One
he
of us
was like,
bleeding." Kind of
freaked out.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was.
Have you ever? All right, here's another question for you, Jack, because you're good with, like, medical stuff.
You thought you had AIDS or something.
What is, like, the worst injury you've ever ran up on and seen with your own 2 eyes?
We did this.
Did we? On the podcast?
I don't know if it was on this one, though, or if it was on the Garage Pod. Dude's broken arm, and then I played with him again at Malone. He played football with Josh.
Oh, yeah.
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 And then his arm was like an S.
Yeah, I think we talked about this. Slim, what's the worst injury you've ever seen?
Oh.
Like what? Like in person?
So, Lydia, when I worked at Chapel Hill, Penny's. Okay.
Yo, hold on, never mind. I want to talk about Chapel Hill after
Chapel
this, though.
Hill. All right.
So the down, the up escalator stopped working, right? And this lady was upstairs already, and she thought Like, it just stopped on its own. Like, it was old. But this lady upstairs, she thought that there was a down escalator, so she starts to walk down it. She was older. She ended up slipping halfway through, or tripping. Flew about, I don't know, 10 feet, maybe. Clapped the back of her head on the bottom step.
He saw death.
I watched my manager. I watched. No. I didn't see it. I ran over.
Was there security camera?
I ran over after it happened. No, there's. I didn't see it on camera or anything. I just heard about it, and I ran over after it happened. And I watched my manager clean out coagulated blood with a Q-tip from the grates.
Yum.
It came out like string cheese. Ugh. Like, it was so solid that it came out. Like, when he was pushing it out, it was like string cheese, dude. It was crazy. Gnarly. It came out like a square, like, because, you know, escalator grates are square.
Yeah.
It came out like a square. Square is string cheese, but it was blood. TBI, just solid blood. Bro. It was.
Wow.
That was probably. She went to the hospital, but it was just. That was probably the craziest then thing I've ever seen.
Morgue. Oh, my
God. Just watch some old lady's head get cracked open like a fucking egg, bro.
Oh, hell no.
Damn. No, she was conscious through the whole thing. I watched her get transported and everything.
Yeah. She's still with us.
Yo. I watched her get transported and everything. She just shouldn't. She had no business on the escalator.
Damn, I didn't even think about this.
Oh, gosh darn it. I tripped and fell.
I've been in a couple really bad car crashes. One time.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been in some.
You just bopped your tooth out.
Y'all didn't know I got prosthetic teeth.
I've been in a fucking real bad car accident.
But one of the first ones was we were on our way to our baseball game. My dad was driving. He had like a big truck. We're going right there in front of that weird intersection in front of the Walgreens. I know you guys from Elliott and Akron know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro, you got in a wreck there?
On East Market, yes. Nice. So we were going straight through. We had the green light. It was an older lady. I'm talking like 70s, 80s old. Probably more towards 80s. She thought she had the light turning left because, you know, there's the two lights there.
Oh,
the
yeah.
one's green and the other one's a turn-only signal with the red light. So she pulls out, goes straight into the side of my dad's truck, and we kablammied her going probably 40, 45. So I didn't think it was too bad. I thought maybe she just bounced off the side of the truck. I looked, bro. She was sitting there just looking at her dashboard, and there was just blood, like, spitting all over the fuck. Like, it was on her windshield. There was blood everywhere. I thought she was going to die from blood loss. It was disgusting.
What happened? Her head?
Yeah. It was glass in her head. Blood everywhere.
She wasn't wearing her seatbelt.
What happened? Let me just get bad news.
No,
I just got some real bad news.
I'm in a group chat with like two other managers, and they were saying how they just bought Starbucks coffee out of the vending machine, and it expired in August.
And you've been drinking them?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the bad news.
No, I don't buy that cheap trash. Caffeine bullshit. I need a goddamn energy boost.
Yo, another
the double shots or triple shots at minimum.
I'm good.
Another time I saw a really fucked up injury off a car crash, and now I'm good. One time I was driving home, bro. Like, I'll never forget it. Like, I had my shirt off. Like, this was when I was roofing. Like, I had my shirt off, like, grimy as hell, smoking a bowl. Like, I remember I just had all my weed, like, on my lap, just, like, cruising, having a great time. And then all of a sudden, traffic just, like, slammed on their brakes a little bit ahead of me. And then everybody kind of started going. As I'm going up, bro, there's just this fucking handicap van flipped on the side, just in a ditch right there by the Hoban sign. You guys know where I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So nobody's like helped or like nobody's there or nothing. Like, so I'm like, oh, what the fuck,
fresh
bro?
Crash.
Like this crash literally just happened probably 10 seconds before I'd driven up on it. Like, it was just out of my sight before I'd driven up. Like, there's only like, there's nobody there yet, bro. So I'm literally like, damn, like, I gotta jump out and help these people. Like, there's nobody helping these people right now. So I fucking hop out of my
way. Isn't this not the first time you've done that, too?
No, I've only, me and Chad pulled up on somebody.
You talked about, no, you talked about one like last year on AMA.
Me and Chad, yeah, it was like last year.
No, just you. You ran across one. It was only like 77 or something like that.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, is it? Well, you said going past Hoban, that's 76.
Oh, same thing.
Whatever. Anyway, go on.
So I run up on this shit. Well, I ran out and I didn't have a shirt on. And then I was like, how ridiculous do I look right now? So I fucking turned around and fucking grabbed my shirt, which was lucky because I saw my box cutter sitting there. So I grabbed the knife. I run up. By this time, two cars had pulled up like right behind them. One dude had jumped up on the fucking car, bro, like, and opened the door. So it was like a van, but the back popped open. So we ran up in there, and the old lady's in a fucking wheelchair. Like, it's one of those vans, like, there wasn't a front seat. It was just a wheelchair. So she comes in through the side and just turns, and she's the, like, passenger seat. So she had her seatbelt on, and she's, like, literally getting strangled by her fucking, like, she's turning blue, like, about to die, bro. And I fucking had my knife. We cut it, and we had to have one dude hold one side, the other dude hold the other, and another dude have hands because these wheelchairs are
hundreds of pounds.
So heavy, bro.
Electric joint?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's just, like, getting, like, not moving. Like, the seatbelt's the only thing holding her from falling on her husband, who's laying there, and we're like, do you need help, sir? He's bleeding, like, I don't know, like, if I'm all right now. He's like, just don't touch me until, like, somebody comes. He's like, I'm okay right now, like, blah, blah, blah. But it was just one of the freakiest moments. We got lady down and stabilized her right there and just left her. And that, by that time, cops and paramedics had pulled up and shit. And they're, like, asking
me. How'd you get out of the car upside down?
We literally, she's sitting there on her side being strangled by the fucking, like, it's holding her. Like, it was like a noose. Like, she's getting held by her fucking seatbelt like that. So we had to, like, I went and held the back of it. One dude went and held the front of it. And the other dude, like, stabilized her. And we had to cut her down, kind of walk a little bit to the middle, and then slowly turn her and just drop her.
Wow.
And just left her there.
You made it sound so bad. You made it sound so heroic. Yeah, I just left her there. I got in my car, and then I...
No, that's the crazy thing. I literally...
And then, like, I went and beat my meat. Like,
literally, the cops were like... Would you see? I was like, nothing. I saw these people flipped. I helped them. They were like, all right, thanks. Dapped them. Gave me the daps, and I bounced. That's it.
Bye. Thanks for
me. Yeah, you're welcome, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. Don't know how the people were. Never heard anything ever about it again.
God, Jesus dude. Christ.
Hey, well, that's good.
Yeah. That's why I have... That was one of my only times I've had, like, a fight or flight instinct, and I...
And you
went
fought.
Straight
you
to
acted
it.
On it. Good. Yeah. Good. Good.
So
for
I know
you.
It's in there. Like, if anything ever really popped off, I'm with the shits.
It's in there.
He's in there. Money's in there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I didn't even know what I was going to do either. I don't know no fucking medical shit.
Yeah, but
I'll
still.
Plug my fucking finger in your wound. Your bullet wound.
Thanks. I'd rather you put a cloth in it. But I mean,
you could get like a sterile cloth and maybe like cauterize it. But
anything better than stuffing your dirty finger in there.
But thanks for the, you know.
Yeah. What's the most heroic thing you've ever done, Slim?
Oh, God. I mean, saved an old person on the escalator. It's got to be it.
You did? How'd you save him?
Like literally.
She,
like,
lost brain matter.
No, yeah, like, dude. Like, dude. No. Not that one. Not that one. I wasn't there for the one at Chapel Hill, but at Penny's in Canton. Dude. I've had a dude literally just, like, lose his balance so much to where I'm getting on right behind him, and he's just falling right back. Like, I had a dude fall back into my arms as we're going up the escalator, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God. All right. I got you. Let's hope someone's at the top because we need to stop this thing. And luckily someone, like, saw it happen and, like, stopped it from the bottom. And I was like, okay, like, I'm going to get you on your feet and, like, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that was... I had an old dude fall on my lap on the escalator. Actually, I don't even remember if it was the up or the down. I think it was the down, honestly. I think he stepped on that, like so badly that he was just like, and just fell right in my lap. And I was like, yo, I got you. All right, we're going to ride this thing down. Yeah. That's about the most heroic thing I've done. When my dad had his heart attack, I remember I was playing Crash Bandicoot Racing. and he had actually finally came in to play with me.
Oh,
it was he's never played with me before. Dude. He finally decided, you know what? I'm gonna play this game with you, son. And then, boom, he just clutches his heart and just falls on the ground and starts rolling. And I'm like, I'm 5 years old, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on? And he fucking just rolling around the house. My mom's freaking out. She calls the ambulance. They come in, and they go, we're going to take good care of your dad, son. And I'm like, good. Okay. But I just will never remember. That's the last time my dad ever tried to play video games with me. What's the time he had a heart attack?
You guys should have sued the fuck out of them. You know how they have like your the warning screens alive, in the front? Right? Like that you may some players may experience seizures.
No, I'm talking I had a heart attack. I'm sitting there on the floor, just like old tube TV playing the game, and my dad goes, hey, what? Oh! Like it was that quick. It was that quick. Bro. He took a knee and alive, fucking right? Boom. Oh yeah, he's still alive. Okay. Yeah. He had open.
That's what I was just like, damn, bro. I didn't know what to say.
I woke up this podcast right now.
I did not know what to say.
No, he had big surgery. Open bypass.
Yeah, big fucking surgery.
Goddamn.
God, I hate you guys.
But yeah, no, I swear to God, he took a knee and went, hey, so let me. That was the last time my dad ever tried to play video games with me.
Andrew tried to kill me with this Crash Bandicoot.
Oh my god.
Spyro was just a little too much for him, apparently. It was a lot of flashing lights. Fuck, I don't know.
Okay.
That's not heroic. That's just I turned into a pedophile. Traumatic story, I guess.
Whoa, what?
Wait, what?
Good for you.
Wait, what?
When I was a kid, what? Yeah, dude literally showed up at Ritzman to pick up his nephew or something, and he was butt-ass naked in the car.
Oh, fuck.
And I was a safety patrol person. Yeah, me and
with the flag?
Another, yep.
You were crossing guard?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Crossing guard!
Hell yeah.
Oh, was. Yeah. What, crossing over to Sieber or whatever?
Whatever, yeah, road that Ritzman used to be on right there where you turned in. Well, it's still on. I was, like, crossing kids, and I saw a dude pull in, and I said something to one of the other crossing guards, like the safety patrol people my age, and we went and got a teacher and told them.
You had a radio, like,
beep, beep, beep. What's up?
Something's going on here.
Dude, we got, me and this other girl got, like, a award from the newspaper for doing that shit.
No shit.
Yeah,
damn.
Wow. Wild.
Dude had to get out of prison pretty recently.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
Oh, dear.
That's
funny. Good for you.
Yo, one time when I was a kid, I think, like, I'm pretty sure I got abducted, but now looking
what?
Back at it.
Damn. Wait, what?
My aliens, the bro.
Pause.
Alrighty then.
Look, it's rat garbage.
Hey, look, it's something not about getting abducted.
Just change the subject. Alright, so no, here's the story.
Let's run that back.
Yeah, here's the story. So, I had to run back down to Betty Jane because I had to walk to and from school.
I had to walk 30 miles to school and get my hell both ways in the stupid snow in the middle of fucking December.
No, I lived pretty much near the school, so I had to fucking walk home or whatever. So I had forgotten, like, my schoolwork or something at school. Like, and school had just ended, like, 30 minutes ago, so, like, everybody's gone. But, like, shit's, you know, the school's still open. I can still run in that bitch and grab my shit if I need to. So I run back down to the school. I grab my stuff. I'm walking back, right? So there's three streets I have to cross to get to my street, to get to my crib. So when I come up on the first one, there's this red car just sitting there. And there's just these two dudes and it's running. And they're parked, like, the opposite side of the street. Like, they're parked going this way. Like, how you're not supposed to park. It's illegal. Fucking, they look weird as hell. And there's two of them just sitting there staring at me. I'm coming up. As soon as I get near the front of the street, I see one of their doors open, and I just bounced to the left. Just started running down the street, yelling fire as loud as I could. And everybody starts coming out of their house. And as soon as these dudes saw it, bro, dude closed his door, and they fucking bounced. But
if you think about it, like, what if those guys lived there and they was just dropping this guy off or something? And they're like, oh my God, this kid thinks that we're abducting him or something.
Yeah, you don't get in the car and bounce, though, unless you're doing something
crazy. Honestly, like, why'd they go?
True. You would just get in the car and be like, this kid's wild. Did you hear this shit, bro?
You thought we were about to get him. Oh, that shit was wild. Hey, but that's how I met, like, Aaron Mayo for the first time and shit.
It's funny. It was him.
He was trying to kidnap me?
Yeah. A kid fucking a couple years old.
Yo, that shit's wild. That shit is wild.
Me and Guy did some shit pretty recently. This lady, like...
tried to kidnap me?
Yeah, me and Guy tried to kidnap this motherfucker.
Was you and Guy trying to get me in the past?
Yep. We went back in time and tried to get your little ass.
What'd you guys do though?
We were working, and this lady came out of the bathroom like, I need help. And we were, me and him, like, I looked at him, and he looked at me, and we ran over. And some lady was, like, having a seizure or something in the bathroom stall, bro. And it was locked. So I ran in and jumped over the stall and got in and unlocked it.
So you chose to jump over instead of slide under.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was like this high off the ground. It was like a privacy stall.
Oh, so wow. Like, so you had to jump over.
I had to go over the top, yeah.
Wow.
So I went over the top, and she was like laying on the ground too, so it would have been hard as fuck to get under there. But I jumped over the top, unlocked the thing, picked her up, and me and Guy like drug her out in the hallway and set her there, and the ambulance came and everything. But that was like probably 3 years ago.
You can't do nothing with a seizure, right? You just don't touch them.
Yeah,
you just make sure they don't swallow their tongue. That's
you put something under their head.
No, like, you there. Put them on their side.
At least you put something under their head. If there's a pillow available, you need to stop them from.
I think it was drugs.
That's wild.
And she just like passed out from
What's the wildest thing you've seen or done or experienced?
That's a wild question.
Person wise.
I watched my aunt overdose.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I mean, that's about it.
Dark turns with the Wacky and Mod show.
Do you want to get into that or no?
Not really.
No. Okay, all right.
Not really.
I have something that's crazy to talk about, though.
Yeah.
Apparently right now they are, this just came out 6 hours ago, there's pieces of orbiting space junk that are possibly going to hit Earth.
Let's get it.
Leo Labs has been monitoring the paths of a defunct Russian satellite and a discarded Chinese rocket segment.
Oh, my God. Convenient.
Apparently, they're going to hit Antarctica. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yo, so nobody owns Antarctica?
Believe in those kind of things.
Nobody owns. No.
Why? I mean, I know it's cold. But
what do you think is untapped market? You think we should get that?
We need...
Hey, I mean, yeah, bro. That's just wild.
All the penguins.
That's just wild that nobody lives there. Why can't we go there?
There's like research stations or something.
Yeah. No, there's small towns. You can actually look it up. I've actually gone on Google Earth, and there's like small towns. They're like, all right, so this is crazy. So there's like a city in Antarctica that has like a Peruvian name. And then there's a city that has like a Colombian name. And then there's a city that has like an American name. They do this because it's like they're trying to get a foothold. Look up Antarctica... towns. Yeah, there you go. Nice, Slim. Good shit, dude.
Good shit, dude.
There are two places.
Yeah, look. It's Chile.
Chilean Villa Las.
So, and they said that they're doing this as like a way to get a foothold in the, like, to own it, like to say they were there, and they sent Chilean people to Antarctica to be born there to be native Antarcticans.
What?
Damn. What do they think's there?
Nothing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just like anything that's here.
A future,
ours, whatever
maybe
it is.
I don't know.
Well, there has to be
some kind of
minerals.
So this
says
here there are two places in Antarctica. Oh, come on, Slim.
Sorry.
Damn.
Sami. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. What just happened? Oh, that was a nut shot?
I don't know.
My little nuts. Oh,
brutal nut shot on Bellator.
Where is where we were?
I don't even
know. Hold on, time out. God damn it.
What shot are we looking at here? That was a great
Okay, right here.
This dude.
This right.
All
right,
so right now there are two places in Antarctica
that are sometimes regarded as civilian towns. The first one is the Chilean Villa Las Estrellas. Estrellas? Estrellas? Desiree, say that. I don't know.
Estrellas?
Okay. No, you were supposed to use the Puerto Rican. So just,
she ain't got it.
It has just over 100 residents in the summer, around 80 in the winter, on King George Island, part of the South Shetlands group, off the western tip of the Antarctic Peninsula. And then they have an Argentinian Esperanza base, which has 55 winter residents in Hope Bay at the very tip of the Antarctic Peninsula. Okay, so scroll up a little bit, Slim. Let me see what it says about us living there.
Yo, where's the scroll wild down. Billionaire down. That's going to finance
so can
our
I go,
exploration?
Boom, right there. So can I go and live in Antarctica? Not in the way that is usually meant by this. You can't move to Antarctica, find somewhere to live, and then find a job, meet someone, get married. But you don't know that. Fuck you. Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
Become a member of a local golf club. Yeah, no shit.
And become mayor.
The whole thing.
You could be the mayor of your town for sure.
If you get a store and like shipments and you get like.
Yeah.
You start trading.
General store.
That's an untapped market is what you're saying.
Entrepreneur.
Access to Antarctica is, restricted by the Antarctic Treaty. If you want to organize your own trip or expedition there, you will have to request permission from the government of your own country.
Yeah, let's get it.
So what are we going to tell them?
You have to show this that you will be over. Completely self-sufficient.
Tell him we'll build a Trump Tower there and he'll let us go.
And have a very good reason.
He would be like, yes.
And have a very good reason for wanting to go.
Why did nobody else think of this? We'll build a Trump Tower on every single continent and then we own it. We'll build one on Mars. Martian Trump Tower.
Just give us all the money.
All the continents.
We'll build one on every planet. This is an untapped, take over. Trump Tower's everywhere.
Untapped continent.
Trump. 2020.
The penguins, they are the future.
They all are wearing.
They're flightless birds, if you didn't know.
How many other birds do you know that are flightless? Ostriches, that's it.
Ostriches, emus.
Maybe emus. Peacocks, I don't know. I don't know about them. They're pretty, though.
Hey, did you guys see him do it? Hey, will you pull up him doing the SpongeBob dance?
Oh, stop. Stop. He did that?
No way.
Look up. Look up Trump dancing.
Are you sure it's
SpongeBob dance? Just put up Trump's SpongeBob dance. Bro, this dude can't even spell SpongeBob right, bro. I hate
you. You forgot the E.
Or dance.
You forgot the E.
Damn it, where is it?
2 days ago, right there.
Yeah.
Trump dancing like he does in SpongeBob.
Well, that's like. Looks like Man Ray!
Yes.
Oh, stop.
I said he was doing the SpongeBob joint when he was in the band.
Stop it. Oh.
You think someone was like, hey, bro, this is the new fire dance.
Hey, fucking bro, you got this. You got this one.
Well, now you have to hit the trump in the club.
Yeah, hitting the drum of the club.
That's like
that shit's wild. Look at the captions.
Hey, that shit's wild, flat pop dance. But yeah,
that's every.
Part you gotta hit the drum of the
club.
Hey,
that's the wild, the Diet Coke, but in the gold can. The no caffeine shit, the only grandparents drink. That's that dance right there.
The Diet Coke with the gold can.
That's brown water.
Yeah, yo, exactly.
Diet caffeine free.
You're wild.
That is extra wild.
You are wild.
Yo, let's go to Antarctica, though. I'm telling
you. I'm down to blow down.
If we were like, yeah, bro, we'll put your name on something there.
It's ours, bro.
His goofy ass.
Ooh, here we go. Also, in scientific news, this is out of the South China Morning Post. China and U.S. space rivalry may heat up after NASA's Artemis Accord signed. Let's see what that involves. Artemis Accords.
That sounds
Do you guys see this?
Yeah, they're all going to be in something together.
Tom McGuire, Andrew Garfield may join Tom Holland in the next Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that.
So like a multiverse.
Tom McGuire. All right. So I am a Tom McGuire purist.
OG. Yeah.
He's the best Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. OG.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
I think most people
of all time.
Tom Holland, just young second people best.
Like Tom Holland, yeah.
Andrew Garfield. Tom Holland's for sure not the worst.
Yeah, yeah. Garfield, get out of here.
Yeah, he snapped girl's neck, bro. What a dick.
Yeah, well, yeah, what are you thinking? Yeah. All right, so back to the Artemis Accords. Apparently, legal framework for behavior in space now allows for countries or private companies to extract lunar resources.
Let's get it.
And create temporary safety zones, quotation marks.
Yo, let's.
What's that even mean?
But China and Russia did not sign.
Wait, what's that mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's a safety zone? It doesn't specify.
It kind of seems like it's going to be like the same thing as fucking Antarctica. Like, oh, we just got a little safety zone here. We're just chilling real quick, bro. No biggie. Okay. But then they're going to like send somebody there to be born or some shit and be like, oh, well, we got fucking this negative. This is
the first space citizen. Like, yep. They claim whatever.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. That let's be space mercenaries.
So are we going to Antarctica? Or are we doing space mercenaries? Hey.
This is okay.
Des put me onto this app. Fucking what is it? Star map.
Night sky.
Night sky.
Night sky.
Yeah. Bro,
just best. Spelled normally like night sky.
Yeah.
Night
it sky. Tells you where all the planets are.
Everywhere.
Oh yeah. I remember.
So like I remember when we were at your house, I was like, "Yo, that star is really bright," and she just pulls it up. And she's like, "Oh, that's Mars."
Yeah, that shit's extra wild,
dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, like Neptune is right by you.
Hey,
big Neptune. And then Mercury just shifted Saturn, or whatever. Pluto, what does that mean? Does anybody know what that means?
What?
Mercury shifted or some shit? I don't know.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's not good.
Yeah, I think
it's not good for things.
I think it's getting ready to explode.
Ooh. What?
Dang, that'd be tight.
Explode?
Our Earth?
Well, yeah. No, moved. Mercury. It shifted.
Like, Mercury?
Well, yeah, think about the light years.
Like, huh?
So we go.
Light years. How long it takes to like actually see shit in the sky.
Yeah, that's true.
Takes forever.
Mercury's not that far.
It is.
Yeah, it's but far if we enough. Just learned about it moving.
That's not like, one. That's not more than one light year of far.
Well, no, but like
a light year would be like what we see with Pluto.
If the sun burned out, we'd have 7 years until it affected us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yo, I don't fuck with space at all, bro.
Like,
it's so cool.
Oh, it's cool.
I like thinking about it, but I also don't.
The worst panic attack I've ever had in my life was space induced.
Legit. You think about how empty. The universe is.
When I had my panic attack.
That we know of. Exactly.
When I had my panic attack, I was thinking about how there needs to be like. It got to the point where I was like, there needs to be an antichrist or somebody who's literally like. Somebody who literally takes over the world. Like, we have to be one government, bro. I truly believe we have to be like one world. Like, we have to coexist as one people.
Like in Star Trek, bro.
Because, like, it's so point. Like, what we do, like, us as humans. We are so fucking pathetic and dumb. Stupid. Like, what we do is stupid. So absolutely silly, bro. Politics is silly. Sports is silly. Everything you love is silly. That's not what we should be worrying about. We should be worrying about...
Bro, like, Elon Musk.
Figuring out what this shit is.
Like, he's leading the charge.
He is. Yeah, he's got the shit fucking figured out. Like, that's what you gotta do. Like, I truly feel like we as people need to just be like, fuck all this shit. Let's all just band together as people and our... sole focus should be like making sure this Earth is cool as long as it is or whatever, but we need to find other inhabitable Earths.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get this shit.
Yeah, what they say, 1,000 years Earth will be done.
Probably quicker than that.
Absorbed by the sun.
Probably quicker than that.
Absorbed by the sun. I can't.
And that's if we don't kill ourselves first.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Like the shit's silly, bro. We are wasting time. We truly need to, like, as humans, focus on bigger shit because we make ourselves so minuscule. Like, we are such a tiny part of the picture, but we could be something more if we fucking put our minds to it. I truly think that.
No, I think so too. I think especially as Americans, like, our power to innovate and things like that, like, if we were concentrating on things that were important rather than like defense contracts and bullshit
just
like
silly
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, they said that quarantine helped like the ozone layer. Little bit, like a tiny, tiny bit. Not a lot, but
it helped
people being inside.
Yeah.
No, that's like, and that's what people need to see too, that maybe like the amount of work that we're doing and what little we're getting in return, like what it's doing to the atmosphere, what it's doing to the planet. Like, we need to realign what the fuck we're doing here. Like,
yeah, you
were
absolutely.
Saying. Yeah.
Quit doing this spinning our wheel shit here and worry about other shit.
It's literally so silly that we're sitting here ruining the one Earth we have and not even worrying about possibly, you know, I mean, think about how big space is, bro. Think about how many Earths there are that we could, that nobody, you know, maybe there's some other type of weird animals or.
Do you think that we are the only living thing in existence?
Absolutely.
No. No possible way. That's such a closed-minded
if you think
way of thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's so closed-minded.
Like, I wanted to ask.
No, but there are people that think that, that we're the only ones.
For real.
And it's so closed-minded to think that. That would, like, we grew from fucking this bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
They've already found bacteria on, Mars or Venus?
Mars.
Recently?
Yeah.
Like,
everything is on Mars, though. Why is everything on Mars?
They think,
I don't know.
They
Mars
think,
might be the next one.
Well, they think Mars for us. Burned out a long time ago. We are turning into what Mars is.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Especially if the sun grows bigger, which it will.
I'm also like interested, like how we would react as humans if we, because we always think like, oh, what if aliens came here? Well, what if we were the aliens? You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
what if we were the ones to find this Earth? Are we going to go there and be like, oh, peaceful, you can come here and kick it if you want, blah, blah, blah? Or are we going to be like, your guys' shit looks dope. If we can, if there's this little
100% sure that's what it would be.
If we found like some little caveman homies, like, whoo. We would just kill them.
No, we're going to take over. We're going to take over.
It's us.
But that's so fucked up.
It's us, yeah.
That should. That
that's
needs
our
to
mindset.
Be, that needs to be in the
unless,
shit.
Unless we find some beings that are like on our level. Like or above us. There's no way we don't try to take them.
Like Dez said, there are light years. So I'm sure there are. I bet there's interconnecting galaxies out there. Like, I bet there are fucking galaxies out there.
We don't
like,
know what the Andromeda galaxy has. We know it's going to hit us at some point. We don't know what they got going on over there.
Yeah, like,
they might have the
same
shit as
us. They could all be kicking it like, oh, damn, look at that shit, bro. I wonder what they got figured out over there. And it's literally just our dumbasses like,
wonder what they got figured out over there.
It's crazy. It's so wild.
Fuck you, space. Come and get it.
I love space theory, but I hate it at the same time because it makes me feel so small.
That's what led insignificant. That's what led into my fucking panic attack, bro. Was just thinking about this stuff.
It makes me feel so insignificant in the theory of everything.
Yeah,
like we're all just fucking dots.
Yep.
No matter what we say, no matter what we do, we're all just fucking dots.
Little tiny.
It sucks.
People need to remember that, though.
We're
humble thing. Yourself.
Yeah. We think we're making a difference, but we're in the grand scheme, dude. In the grand scheme of everything, we're not doing a goddamn thing.
Yo, what if this conversation, though, sparked it all? We are the revolution!
Just give some transmissions, like...
Slim's actually the Antichrist I was talking about. Whoa.
Hey.
Oh.
He's up.
Ayo. I'm just intercepting transmissions and sending them...
You're, what's his name? What's Tommy's name from the video I showed you guys?
Galaxar.
No. Something like that, though.
Yeah, what
he
the fuck?
He came down here like, you stupid bitches. And if you listen to that, that's literally what kind of
what
we just talked about is kind of what he says in that video.
What are you talking about?
Ashtar, that's what his name, or no, that's who he works
Ashtar.
For.
This motherfucking planet's falling apart, and y'all boys not doing
shit. It's literally like, if you guys don't get it figured out and stop fighting, we're not going to give you the.
Show me what you got!
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
Show me what you got.
The Cromulons.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That for real.
The Galactic Talent Show or whatever.
Right. Dude, that... The hey, that's what are they put up? I know that I can do... That was the world showing.
Oh, dude, that song makes me fucking laugh so hard.
In a good way?
Oh, yeah, dude. The Rick and Morty song that they
performed. Oh, I thought you meant my song. I was
no.
Jack. Why? That song make you laugh, bro. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It makes it so
funny. Like, fuck.
Oh, God.
Who's stupid now, bitch?
Oh, when he fucking shoots him with
me
that
me and Jack
gun.
Were geeking out about that.
Who's stupid now, bitch? Yeah, good thing I saw that on there.
He just capped his shit.
So funny. Right. Wow.
Let me see.
Anyway.
Oh, and they found ancient sharks in Kentucky's Mammoth Cave. They, whoa.
What kind?
40 different species of shark nice. Fossils were found in this cave.
That's whoa. Sweet.
And they just found, 14 hours ago, they found a Triassic-era reptile.
Ooh.
So.
Where at?
The Triassic-era reptile was found in. Sorry, this is taking a second to load up. Arizona.
Arizona.
In Petrified Forest National Park. Ooh. Oh, wow. That looks wow. wild.
Yeah, no, that place is cool.
It is so fun. Have you ever been?
When I was young.
Yeah, I went recently, like 4 years ago. It's pretty cool.
And we also have lost half of, or I'm sorry, the...
Yeah, talking to the mic.
The Great Barrier Reef has lost half of its corals.
So oh, no.
Good job,
oh,
humans.
Half? Dope. Fuck.
Nice you guys job. Are killing it, man.
Yeah, we are.
Overfishing, commercial fishing is like fucking exploding because the population wants so much. They're catching anything.
Shark
and
tails,
it in the
soup
can.
And shit.
Big ooh. Ones, little ones, whatever.
The moon's gonna be blue on Halloween.
What? Tight. Hopefully someone gets summoned or something.
Yo,
I think it's supposed to be full.
Is Megan's yeah. party on?
Yeah,
or
I think it's supposed to be a full moon.
Yeah, that sounds
a full.
Is Megan's party on or off?
It's on.
On.
Because she deleted it.
No.
And then remade it.
Yeah, no, it's on.
All right, cool.
It's on.
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
We're going to
finish
come,
that.
We're, hey, we're going to come up with some hot shit.
No.
It's not happening.
No.
What else do we got? You guys got anything else?
Let me look here. It's all political.
So how much money is Le'Veon Bell owed?
Oh, it's none. Elections.
None, but how much did he get paid? 18 or 20 or something?
Some way more than that.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
For nothing?
For nothing.
For netting.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably made over fucking 100K.
I really want to take
a bite of this. Did you see what the Braves did?
Disgusting. Gross.
I don't know.
What the Braves did last
gross.
Night?
It is
so
gross.
Gross.
Did you see that? The standings? Oh my god, look at this shit.
First thing that popped up when he put B was best gore. You won't watch porn on your laptop, but you'll go to best gore.
I love best gore. Yeah.
That is sounds like it is.
I like seeing
porn.
People die. No, that's not it. That's definitely not the one.
No, when the Dodgers scored 11 runs in the first inning.
Yeah, I saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He said the Braves though.
I'm sorry. I said, did you see what the Braves did? It was bad.
No. Now
no,
I see
I don't know
saying.
What it is about this baby food, but I just want to keep eating it.
Ew.
It's got a snack
factor.
Birthed
the baby.
No, it's yeah. so bad.
You birthed the baby.
Snack factor.
Yeah.
Snacked-er.
Yeah.
A snacked-er.
So it's what like are you looking pleasing. Up here on baseball?
I don't know.
I don't
I'm
think you
to
know.
Find...
You want to find last night's Braves game. Put Braves Dodgers last night.
Oh,
something about wieners.
The Dodgers.
Dodge wieners. What
that's
did it say?
Easy.
Slim just tried spelling Dodgers and put it Doggewrs.
I missed that.
Stop. I can't wait for
yo,
the
take
like,
another bite of
the
this, Monty.
Video version.
The one in one video version. There is no video.
Eventually, when it happens, it'll be hilarious.
It is.
It's
like noodly.
Noodly? Yeah, it reminds stop. Me of noodles.
Like, I don't even see their updated record.
Yo,
that's,
so
that's
I heard that putting like elbow noodles in your tomato soup is the move.
What?
What?
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just that's what I was told.
First off, tomato soup is trash.
Whoa!
Hey,
with
grilled
cheese,
buddy.
It's good.
Hey,
Jack,
buddy.
Why? Who's
just
making
grilled
hey,
cheese?
Buddy.
How?
Who are
like
you?
Like Campbell's tomato soup?
Yeah.
What did your parents do to you?
Bro, I will...
It's trash.
I will eat 10
It's not bowls. Soup. What do you mean?
Where did your parents go wrong? I don't know.
I can eat it by itself, yeah, but a grilled cheese to dip it in is preferred.
No.
Yeah, no, you have to have a grilled cheese. Yeah.
I'll take your grilled cheese and dunk it in ketchup.
I'm sorry.
You know what I don't like, though? I don't like grilled cheese with chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
I don't think that goes together. I don't together like chicken noodle
soup. Unless it's like creamy chicken noodle soup. Slim. Not like
it
regular
has to be
chicken
like homemade. Please.
Yeah.
Like it can't be like that. In a can. No, it has to be homemade.
Oh yeah. My god, just close another this. One. It's that one. Close it's the one on the right. Close it.
Good
job.
Dear Lord. Oh. It's that pinky ring weighing your hand down.
Hey.
It's icy.
Wayne is putting brain down.
That was really baby.
Oh, hell no.
There's no way.
No, that's not
listen to
it.
This shit.
Dude, what? Eat another bite.
It was like LA and Dodgers.
Okay, listen to this shit, guys.
It was Atlanta and LA.
Hormel, known for their chili. Bacon bits and chili, is coming out with a bacon-scented face mask.
Gross.
It's...
By bacon, they mean farts.
Here's the design of it. It's got the bacon label and bacon on it.
Ew.
If scented, that's what this whole thing was about.
Scented just like pork bacon. How much do you think that runs us?
$20.
$7.95.
Damn, they didn't put the price because they know nobody's buying that.
Yo, the sad thing is hella homies in America are buying
that. Are buying that? Yeah, you're right. And people like have that weird bacon obsession, which I don't really understand too much.
What do you type?
This is off the wall, but I feel like maybe it's anti-Muslim.
Oh,
what? It's like
people's obsession with bacon.
Anti-Muslim rhetoric.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like maybe even subconscious.
Like y'all are subconsciously being racist.
Yeah.
Because you don't like bacon or because you love bacon.
They're bigoted.
Yeah. You're like, look at me eating this pig, bitch.
Yeah. We're loving it. Bitch. It's my favorite thing. Like, the people that take it over
how?
The top.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
They're like the freedom fries.
Bro, and there was even like
Toby Keith fans.
Like, Call of Duty fucking had like the bacon wrapped guns the one time. Like, bro, chill.
Yeah, nah, too much.
Chill
bacon's
out.
Bacon's okay.
Nobody cares
but,
about it that much.
Nope. I agree. If you're like bacon everything, bacon ice cream, bacon cologne, bacon candy, too much.
Whoa. Bacon candy. And
chocolate
also,
bacon.
Also,
I'll give you that.
I've had a bacon donut.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, those are fire.
Yeah, they're good.
It's got the sweet with the salty. Because I like a sweet. I'm a meat with my like sausage.
I'm a meat potato kind
of
guy.
Sausage with pancakes. Delicious.
Yeah.
Bacon on your waffle. Delicious.
Yeah,
like
with the sweet.
The sweet and savoriness together. Mm-hmm.
What
one
kind
of my favorite.
Bacon, though?
Crispy
or
ooh, I'm
floppy.
A fatty. So if I'm eating it like on my stuff, I want it a little bit browned, not crispy browned, but when I'm eating it by itself, yeah, I like a little fatty bacon.
Stop.
Yep.
Crispy all the way.
We were
crispy, crispy all day, baby.
It's just
all the crispies.
Wait, Dunkin' Donuts has a ghost pepper donut.
Ghost pepper.
Yeah.
Bacon,
I heard it was
donut.
Good. I heard it wasn't spicy, but like good.
Huh.
It wasn't spicy, but it was good.
Yeah. Like, it has the flavor, but not the spiciness.
I don't know.
I feel like the flavor is spiciness.
I would try it. Yeah. I would try it.
The spicy would
we
be the
get
flavor
a couple
in that one.
Yo, we should, that's what we're doing for next week's episode. Okay. I'm eating some ghost pepper donuts.
Ghost pepper donuts.
You better go Dunkin' feed Aurora Donuts. With the rest of that peach cobbler, or you just like
I might there. Eat it for real, unless you want it.
I don't want it. It's all you, brother.
No, if you want it, you can have it, son.
It's all you, brother.
No, it's all you, dude.
Come on, dude. Someone wants it.
Nope.
Going once.
Go for it.
It's all you, brother.
Have fun.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. That was episode 6 of the Wacky and Monty Show. If you guys want, make sure if you are an MMA fan, UFC fan,
go follow A&A MMA. That's A and then the like ampersand thing. And then A, MMA, A&A MMA. We're the best sports podcast around.
Honestly, I mean, come on. Who? What other sports podcast is there to compete with us? Come on.
Zero nobody. Of them.
Honestly. Come on.
Also, if you want some total, like, old, unadulterated nonsense from our crew, you can go listen to the Garage Pod. And last but not least, a new episode coming sometime soon to you. Whack and Cheese. Movies and games. Tell them what it's about, Wacky.
It's about pretty much everything entertainment. Video games, movies, TV shows, anything you can think of in the entertainment spectrum we're talking about.
This thing would have been awesome. You should be like, well, it's about movies and games.
And then, and that's it.
Strictly.
Whack and Cheese.
Back M&G to you, Monty.
On Twitter.
What is that, Jack?
Whack and Cheese M&G on Twitter.
Okay.
And Instagram.
Is that like Whack and Cheese MG?
Yeah, MG.
You said M&G?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, just Whack and Cheese MG.
M&G.
What's our wacky
underscore Monty show on Twitter?
Yeah.
Make sure you guys follow us. Also, if you want to hang out with the Wacky and Monty Show crew, we do stream on A_A_MMA on Twitch if you guys want to come kick it. We do that for the UFC fights. So whenever the UFC fights are on, if you notice, go to Twitch, find A_A_MMA.
We might find some other stuff to do on there too. Like live stream wise, like maybe movies or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we can like get that. Into that too.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a little something else. I was like, okay, yeah.
Oh, a little porn. Oh, okay, yeah. Wow. XXX.
Yeah. No, stop.
Okay.
No, Twitch Twitch only lets you
Twitch
stream
with can you join 18 or older?
Twitch lets you stream porn only if you're one of those like weird girls who wear like the kitty ear headphones and like do like the little like weird faces and
like Pokey Princess.
Yes. They're like they're like those like e-gamer girls who are like
so if we were
sex
just
dolls,
on there with
like
our
living
meat,
sex dolls.
It's not happening.
Huh?
If we were just on there with our meats out.
If we went on there and whipped our geoducks out, gooey ducks, we're getting canned.
Our gooey ducks!
Shit canned, we're getting canned. Right away.
No, stop. That's trash. That's sexist,
no,
bro.
No, no whipping out, Twitch, bro. No whipping out my gooey duck.
Damn.
I was trying to get that Twitch money.
Hey, you get the OnlyFans money.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, follow us on OnlyFans at...
We'll get the account
I'm
going to
post that gooey duck and get a lot more followers than if I just post my real dick. I just have this gooey duck for like 6 weeks.
On OnlyFans.
Like, yeah. You don't know about this schlong. And then it's like, squirrel.
They'd be like, bro, what, you been soaking your meat in water or something? Why is it so wrinkly, bro? What's wrong
old
with your
wrinkly
shit?
Take, take, bro.
Bro, what's wrong with your dick, bro? Looks like elephant skin.
Ew.
So
oh
nasty.
My god. Okay.
The Wacky and Monty
Show. I think we're out.
JWad 7408 on Twitter, yo.
And WhackJads on Instagram.
WhackJads on Instagram.
Yeah. Des, what do you got?
Nothing.
Okay.
That's it.
Follow me at on Twitter at Slimcock. Instagram Sleazy Slim. That's SHLEEZY Slim. SLIM. That's about it. Look up Slim with a dollar sign on all music platforms. That's dollar
not
sign.
Pandora.
LIM.
Not Pandora.
Except for Pandora.
Not Pandora.
They be hating.
Except for Pandora. They be hating. That's dollar
eventually.
Sign LIM. WITHADOLLASIGN.
Way too long.
Yeah. But it rolls out the tongue.
Also, I was rushing to get out of A&A MMA to get to the Wacky Show, and I totally forgot the most important part of the night.
What?
Big shout out to you, Poppy. Dad, love you. We're going home soon.
Oh, fuck that guy.
My cute black and white cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to feed him.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand.
I'm gonna feed him Uncle Slim one day.
Ooh.
What?
I'll let you.
Like the Carol Baskin joint?
What?
Yeah.
What's her husband?
It's gonna be Slim.
Tiger food.
Slim bastard.
Oh, no.
Spyro food.
Oh no!
I'm not it, like a tiger will eat you in like four bites. I'm gonna let Spyro just slowly nibble your shit off,
bro. It would take
I'm gonna keep you alive.
You're gonna make jerky out of me.
Just like strapped down to a fucking chair, and Spyro can just come up and just
little bits at a time.
I can't even imagine. <It's>, no, thank you.
Done. Go on.
Submitting Wacky Monkey Show.
You're wild. All right, we're out, y'all. Peace.
Later.
Bye.